So I've been reviewing a site over the last couple of days that has related links, you know, to other related content on the right hand side of the page in its own separate column. And the more I look at it, the more I think about it, the more I think, ooh, related links, yeah, that becomes a bit of a dumping ground for all kinds of crap that we don't know where else to put it. And I'm less and less sure about them, really. And the more I think about it, the more I think they just get ignored in that column. Because as you kind of go into the content on a site, you've got a task in your head. You've got something that you're trying to achieve. Let's, you know, whatever it be, you're trying to find a certain piece of information or whatever. So you arrive on the page, and what is the first thing that's going through your mind? Does this page have the piece of information that I'm after? Okay. So what do? You scroll down the page, looking through the content, trying to establish, has this got what I'm after? Now, the trouble is you get to the bottom of the page and you discover that it doesn't, and the related links are now out of sight because they're in the top right-hand corner. And also, I just think you're looking at the content. You're not looking at some random, you know, column that really is full up with all kinds of junk and has got a bit messy. So the kind of way that I'm leaning when it comes to related links, and I guess what I'm getting at today, is that actually I'm much more in favour of putting links in the body copy, in the central column, whack right in there, and actually link off to useful content in the body there straight in front of you. If for some reason those links don't fit nicely in the body copy, they don't kind of go with the flow of it, then sure, have related links, but include them at the bottom of the page. Because somebody scrolled down and then they'll see them there. Also, think carefully before putting stuff in related links. Is it really related to what you're currently looking at? Or is it just other stuff that people might find useful? That's fine if it is, but whatever you do, don't call it related links because it's not related. And when you are putting related links in, you know, think of that area at the bottom of the page, those links at the bottom of the page, not necessarily related ones, those links at the bottom of the page. Think of them as the next step to help someone reach their goal. Now, they'd obviously arrived at that page for a reason, suspecting for some reason or another that it might contain the content that they're after. They clicked on a link or whatever in the navigation to get there. So that gives you a clue as to the kind of content they might be after. And so you do want to be posting content at the bottom of the page that gives an, you know, that may be what they're looking for, that may be that next step on to take them to their goal. All the time, keep in your head what the user's task is and use related links for what they were meant for, which is guiding users to other content that might be the content they want if that particular page they're on isn't what they were after. So anyway, that's where I'm thinking about related links at the moment. That's kind of my logic. I'll be interested to hear what other people say, because I know a lot of websites do have related links in that right-hand column. It just doesn't seem the right place to me. But let me know what you think.